Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem, and we are at the top line, first word of daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the Gemara on the bottom of daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph onto the entire daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis brought a Braisa that discussed the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk is Vayikra Perek Dal pasuk Chaf. The context is the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, and it says Va'asal Apar Kasha Asal Apar Achatos. And the Gemara literally darshan every single word in that pasuk. And the Gemara is going to now expound on that braisa that was brought to Kitzah. But before we begin the daf, I think it's important to have a little bit of an introduction. We're familiar by now with the term chatos hapnimiyos. A chatos hapnimi was a carbon chatos that was brought not in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but rather on the Mizbeach HaPnim. So we're all familiar, we remember from back in the day, there were two Mizbeachos. There was what was known as the Mizbeach HaChitzon, also known as the Mizbeach HaOyla, also known as the Mizbeach HaKtoiris, and there was the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also known as the Mizbeach HaKtoiris, also known as the Mizbeach HaZor. But Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaChitzon was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaPnimi was in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Most Karbonos were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, meaning the dam of the carbon, which we know is the Iker, Shechita Kabbalah Eloch Hazrika, the Zrika Sadam of almost every single carbon was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The primary purpose of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was for the Ketores. The Karbanos were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, stating that there were a few exceptions. Five exceptions. The five Karbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi were all Karbanos Chatos, and they were the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Sir Avodas Koychovim, the Par Yom HaKippurim, and the Sa'ir Lashem. The Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur is if Roiv of Klai Yisrael does an Avera B'Shoigig, an Avera that had they done the Mezah, they would have been Chayiv Karis. It wasn't just an ordinary Shoigig. They did it Al Pi Shigigas Hayrah, meaning Bezdin, Paskind, that what they did was okay. It turned out afterwards they realized the Bezdin had made a mistake. It is the primary topic of Masechtas Hayiris. If Roiv of Klai Yisrael does this Avera B'Shoigig, they had to bring a par. It was known as the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. The Sir Avodas Koychavim was when Klai Yisrael did this Avera, but it wasn't just an ordinary Dover Shel Tzibur, it was Avodah Zarah. In that case, in addition to the par, they also had to bring a Sair L'Avodah Zarah. The Par Koyim Mashiach was when the Koyim Gadol did an Avera B'Shoigig. The parameters of his Shoigig are discussed also in detail in Masechtas Hayiris, but again, we're discussing Avera that was done B'Shoigig, a Dovash is Doinei Kares, but not by a Pasha Yid, but rather by the Koyim Mashiach. The Par Yom Kippurim was the Par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. The Sar Lashem was the other Sar. So we're familiar with the Tshnei Seirim. There were Gairolai, Sar Echad Lashem, the Sar Echad Azazel. So the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur and the Sar that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur were unique in that the dam of those Karbanas weren't spritzed on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but rather they were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now there's a lot of Chilukim between Karbanas that were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon and Karbanas that were brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Just to mention three. Number one, the Mizbeach that they were brought on. The Chatois HaPnimiyos, the ones brought in Mizbeach HaPnimi, were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's a difference. Number two, the Torah says, regarding the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, the Par Koyim Mashiach, the Gemara's Marbit with regards to the other Karbanos as well. The Chatois HaPnimiyos, in addition to there being Zrikos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there were also Zrikos on the Pareches. So the Pasuk says very, very clearly, V'tovel HaKoyin HaSatzboi Badam, V'hizah Min Adan Sheva Pomim L'fnei Hashem Es Pnei Pareches HaKoydesh. So in addition to the Zrikos that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there were also Zrikos that were done on the Pareches. By the way, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol brought the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Hashem, there were also Zrikos that were done Bein Habadim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now that's a moot point for the other Chatois HaPnimiyos, because the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh whenever he wanted. It was Dafka on Yom Kippur when he used to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, and there were Zrikos that were being done Bifnim, that the Torah says, in addition to the ones that were done in the Heichel on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in addition to the ones that are done in the Heichel Neged HaPareches, there were also ones that were done Bein Habadim in the Kodesh HaKadosh itself. And then finally, all these Parim that were brought inside the Heichal were also the Parim HaNesrafim, meaning their basar was burnt, it was burnt outside the Makam HaMikdash, and of course the halachas of Parim HaNesrafim take up a lot of room within the laws of Kachin, the Inkamakoimai. So again, the topic of today's daf is a braisa. A braisa that's mentioned in context to a pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, in the parsha of the Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibor. And the specifics of the braisa, or the specifics of the pasuk, was the Torah brings the halach of the Parakoy Mashiach. And the Torah outlines exactly how it's supposed to be brought. It's brought in the Mizbech HaPlimi. You have Sheva Pomim Lefnei Hashem, Es Pnei Parochas HaKodesh, there's going to be Zrikos HaZois that are done on the Parochas, and etc., etc. Then the Torah brings the Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibor, mentions the same exact Shulchan Aruch regarding the Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibor, and then the Torah mysteriously says, Va'asa La'par, Kasha Asa La'parachatos. And at first glance, doesn't make sense. If the Torah specifically mentioned what you're supposed to do for the Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibor, and the Torah essentially outlined exactly what you're supposed to do for the Parakoy Mashiach, so I know already that you bring the Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibor in the same way that you bring the Parakoy Mashiach. Why then does the Pasuk have to chazer over Va'asal HaPar, Kasha Asal HaParachatas? So that was the segue into this price. So the Gemara said, the reason is to teach me Shina HaKasav La'achiv, that even though when it comes to the Karbonis that were brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, one Zrikos Ma'akiv, according to Beishamai, if it's a Chatas, two Zrikos on Ma'akiv, but that's all the Karbonos that were born in the Mizbeach HaChitzlein. Mizbeach HaPlimi is different. There it's Ma'akev. How do I know it? From this Pasuk. Because this Pasuk is extra. As a result, Shina HaKosev La'akev. Either way, on that note, that's the segue into this Braisa, or into this Pasuk. The Gemara is going to go through line by line. So one of the things the Braisa said was, Amamar Eli Elamatin Sheva Shema'akvis B'chamakoyim. The Braisa said that really, if all I had was the Shina HaKosev La'akev, I would think that the only time the halacha is that the zrikos of the chatois apnimiyos ma'akiv, that's the matan sheva. Those are the seven zrikos that were done el pnei haparoiches. But maybe the ones that were done on the mizbeach, maybe those are ma'akiv. So even though there's a shina kasav la'akiv, there's a svara to say that the shina kasav ma'akiv only relates to the zrikos that were done on the paroiches, not the ones that were done on the mizbeach apnimi. Says the Gemara, ili el matan sheva shema'akiv izbechamakoy meicha. And what was the svara? The svara is, says the Gemara, because you find matan sheva in other areas are ma'akev. So maybe here too the Shina Kosev is going to discuss that. Where are those other places that you see matan sheva is ma'akev? Amar Rapapa said, b'paru ubenegon. You find it by the paru aduma, and you find it by the loik shemen shal mitzayra. The paru aduma was brought not in the on the mizbeach, not in the Beis HaMikdash. It was brought on Hara Mishcha. It was brought on Hara Zeisim. One of the things that the Kohen had to do when he brought the paru aduma is he had to do seven zrikos noichach pnei oyel moed. He had to be facing the oyel moed from Hara Mishcha, but he had to do seven. And those seven zrikos are ma'akev. Rashi says, because the pasuk says chukah, and chukah always means le'ikuvah. Another place where you find matan sheva is ma'akev is regarding the loik shemen shel mitzayra, where the Torah says v'hiza min ha-shemen, that the koyen that was involved in the tiras ha-mitzayra had to take from this shemen and do zrikos. Those zrikos are also ma'akev. Learned that from the pasuk that says zois tia tiras ha-mitzayra. Tia is always ma'akev, says Rashi. But the bottom line is you find matan shevas that are ma'akev. So if you have a shina kasav la'akev, I would think that maybe it's only the matan sheva that's ma'akev. How do you know the matan dalid? So the Gemara said, it says va'osal apar kasha osal aparachatos kein yasa loy, and kein yasa teaches me that not only the matan sheva of the chatois apnimiyos ma'akev, but the matan dalit, the four zrikas, the one of the mizbeach, those zrikas are ma'akev as well. Says the Gemara, ma'ishna matan zayin tichsivan ukfeilon, matan dalit nami ksivan ukfeilon. Tainas the Gemara, I hear a svara to be mechalik between matan zayin and matan dalit. You find matan zayin in other places on ma'akev, you don't find anywhere that matan dalit is ma'akev. But the problem is, if that would make sense, if this exercise was an exercise of svara. But the truth is, this exercise has nothing to do with Svara. This is only Mudim. Everything we're learning is drushes. And the basis to say that the Matan Dalet should be Ma'akiv is from the fact that the Torah chazered over something it didn't have to chazer. Shina HaKosav La'akiv. So when the Torah said that you should do for the Par Koy Mashiach, for the Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibor, what you do for the Par Koy Mashiach, it's extra, because the Torah already outlined that you're supposed to do for the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor what you do for the Par Koyim Mashiach. As a result, you have a Shina Kosav La'akiv. And the same Shina Kosav La'akiv that you have for the Matan Zayin, you have for the Matan Dalit. So at the end of the day, Tainas the Gemara, you can tell me Svaras from today till tomorrow. But the bottom line is, Matan Dalit is Shina La'akiv, just like Matan Zayin is Shina La'akiv. So why then do I need an extra pasuk or extra words in the pasuk of Ken Yasaloi to tell me that not only the matan zayin is ma'akiv and the matan dalet is ma'akiv as well. L'chura, I know from Shina Kosev L'akiv. I'm Rabbi Yirmi, Nitzruchel, Reb Shimon. You're right. This price is going to go into Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? The time you're limited to Reb Shimon. My Karen Karnas. Shtak, Lamatu, Oy, my Karen Karnas. Arba, Divri Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that it doesn't say in any one of the parashiyas of the Karban Chatas that you're supposed to do zrikos on the Dalit Karnas. It says by the Karkoi Mashiach, Karnois Chaser, Yeshem the Messiah. It says Karnois Chaser by the Parhelm Davashot Tzibor as well. And what we say is the Karnois means two, not four. 2 + 2 = 4, so it's between the two parashiyas together that I know all four. Rabbi Yehuda argues, it says in the parsha of these chatois that you should do the zrikois on the karnis amizbeach that are in the oil mayit, and the word oil mayit is extra. It's lirabis al kola amr b'oil mayit. So time is the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that I know from each individual parsha that the four karnis required zrikois. That there's a din matan dalet, so the Torah said it twice. So it's shina kosev laki. I take it don't need ken yasalei to tell me it's matan. It's only according to Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says there is no parsha that says matan dalet. There's a parsha that says matan beis. There's another parsha that says matan beis. So if I have a shina laakiv, it's only on two. I don't have a shina laakiv. The way you darshan is between the two parshias together, I know four. Because I darshan 2 + 2 = 4. But I don't have a shina laakiv. I don't have the Torah telling me 4 and 4. To the contrary, I have the Torah telling me 2 and 2. Therefore, I need Ken Yasaloi to tell me that it's going to be 4. Bottom line is, we have a machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, what the makar to Matan Dalet is. According to Reb Shimon, it's between the two parashios. As a result, there's no Shina La'akev, because I don't have any individual parasha that says 4, let alone two parashios that say 4. I need Ken Yasaloi to tell me that the Matan Dalet is Ma'akev. According to Reb Yehuda, I know it from each individual parasha. Because it says ba'ol moed and it's l'rabbis all everything in ba'ol moed. So if you're holding cheshbon, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ken yasa mayavali. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Torah say ken yasa? Ken yasa is being marba that matan dalet is ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's shina la'akev. It says ba'ol moed in both parashas. So I know from the parasha mineu bay in the parakoy mashiach in matan dalet. I know it mineu bay in the parasha of parah and davashal tzibur because it says ba'ol moed in both parashas. The fact that the Torah says va'asal apar kasha asal aparachatas shouldn't that be shina la'akiv? So what does he do with ba'al moses? What does he do with ken yasa? The Gemara says we buy lelech d'tanya another halach vichalei the mandu the par yom kippurim l'smicha v'shiradam. It doesn't say anywhere that the par yom kippurim requires smicha and shirai. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that when the Kohen Gadol brought the par yom kippurim on yom kippur there was a mitzvah smicha and there was a mitzvah shvicha shirai. Minayin? How do you know that there is? Talmud Leimer, it says ken yasa ule par. It says Ken Yasa Ulapar. And the Braisa that said on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that when the Torah says Va'asa Lapar Kasha Asa Lapar Achatos, that the word Lapar is Lerabba Zeh Yoim HaKippurim. That was one of the things that we learned out from the word Lapar. It's coming to be Mar, but the Par Yoim HaKippurim. So says Rabbi Yehuda that from the words Ken Yasa, I learn the Par Yom HaKippurim needs smicha and shiur yadam. Again, how do I see Par Yom HaKippurim in this pasuk? Isn't the pasuk talking about the Par Koy Mashiach and the Par Helm Davos Al Tzibor? It's true, but the word Lapar, the Braisan Lamites Amid Aleph, had already darshan to be marred by the Par Yom HaKippurim. That's how I'm able to add this. But the Gemara says, Loi Labandu, are you going to tell me that the Par Yom HaKippurim, I don't know, smicha and shirayim? Ha'amrit lapar zeh Yom HaKippurim. Once I have the word lapar, that is referring to the Par Yom HaKippurim in this parasha, so shouldn't that word be marba, that the Par Yom HaKippurim has all the halachas of the parasha? So why do I need an extra word, ken yasaloi, to tell me that when we're marbe the Par Yom HaKippurim to the parsha of the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur and the Par Koy Mashiach, it's even with regards to the mitzvah of smicha and with regards to the halacha of shirayim, isn't that something that I memela know? Because once I know the pasuk is also talking about the Par Yom HaKippurim, so shouldn't it be obvious that it's referring to everything in the parsha? The Gemara says it's not obvious. It's Chzokotai Dechamin Hanami Levoi the Makav HaKapar. I would have thought that even though the pasuk is marbe the Par Yom HaKippurim to the Chatois HaPnimiyos, maybe it's only with regards to things that are ma'akif, such as the zrikos, so the matan zayin and the matan dalet, all those things that they should be ma'akiv, for that I have a rebate. But that's not ma'akiv kapar, such as the aforementioned smicha and shlicha shirayim emaloi kamash malon. That's why I need an extra pasuk. So according to Rav Shimon, Kain Yasa is coming to tell me that not only the matan zayin is ma'akiv the matan dalet. What's the svarah to mechalik between matan zayin and matan dalet? Because you find in other places matan zayin is ma'akiv. You don't find anywhere else that matan dalet is ma'akiv. The only other matan dalets are the chatois that were brought on the mizbeach achitzah and all the karbonis that were brought on the mizbeach achitzah. And there it's not ma'akiv. One zrik is ma'akiv. Two zrik is a ma'akiv, but certainly not all dalet. You can tell me as far as from today till tomorrow, isn't there a Shina Kos of Lakiv according to Rav Shimon? No, there's no one parasha that mentions Matan Dalet. So you don't have Shina Kos of Lakiv. So Ken Yasalei tells me that the Matan Zayin of the Chatoyis HaPnimi is a Ma'akiv and the Matan Dalet of the Chatoyis HaPnimi is a Ma'akiv. According to Rav Yehuda, what do you do with Ken Yasalei? Being that the Pasuk, although literally is discussing the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibra and the Par Koy Mashiach, but there's a Ribuy in the Pasuk for the Par Yom Kippurim, Ken Yasalei is coming to teach me Halacha regarding the Par Yom Kippurim. Which halacha, that smicha and shvicha shirayim, that are only shiurim mitzvah, those dinim apply to the par yom kippurim as well. Says the Gemara of Rav Shimon, hay ba'ol moed mayavali. How did Rav Yehuda know matan dalet by the par koyim mashiach and the par helam davish al tzibur? Because it says ba'ol moed. Everything, all the karnos that are in the oil mayit. What does Rav Shimon do with my oil mayit? The Gemara, mi bayalei, a very important halacha, gishmak halacha, halacha that we're going to speak out some raid about, and that is shem nifchas atikrus al heichal loy hayomaza. In the event that the roof of the heichal caved in for whatever reason, there was no roof on top of the heichal, so you couldn't do the hazois on the mizbeach haprimi. So the only time you're able to do zrikas on the mizbeach haprimi, that was only if the roof was intact. But nifcha satikra shal heichal loy hayamaz. I know that from the word oil mayed, it had to be an oil mayed. But if it wasn't an oil, it wasn't covered in that event, the halacha is you weren't able to do those rikas. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that halacha? From the word asher. It says asher ba'oil mayed, the word asher is extra to teach me. That the idach Rav Shimon asher loy darish. She doesn't hold of the word asher. Abayu says Rabbi Yehuda nami itzrich. Again. We started off with a kasha. The kasha is that the pasik va'asal apar kasha asal apar achatos. Kain Yasalei teaches me that the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi are ma'akiv, in contrast to the zrikis that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzim, which are not ma'akiv, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi is. How do I know that? Because the Torah mentions the zrikis of the Par Koy Mashiach. Then it mentions the zrikis of the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur. And then it says you should do for the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur what you did for the Par Koy Mashiach. I could do the math myself. If the Torah clearly said what you're supposed to do for the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur, and it's exactly what you're supposed to do for the Par Koy Mashiach, why does the Torah have to emphasize for effect for Asal HaPar, Kasha Asal HaPar HaChatas, Shina HaKasav Le'akiv? But the Brisa continued, and the Brisa said that I would have thought that's only true for Matan Zayin. How do I know for the Matan Dalet? It says Ken Yasa. The Kasha was the same Shina Kosov La'akiv that you have for the Matan Zayin, I have for the Matan Dalet. So why do I need extra words for the Matan Dalet? So the first teretz the Gemara gave was it's going according to Reb Shimon. Abaye says, could be it's going according to Reb Yehuda. So could I techamino, according to Reb Yehuda, don't I have the Shina HaKosov La'akiv for the Matan Dalet just like I have it for the Matan Zayin? So the Gemara says, in theory you do, but it'd be a svarat to say that the va'asa la parkash asa la parachatos the shina kosav la'akiv is only talking to the matan zayin. It's not talking to the matan dalet. Midi dehavi asmicha v'shiari adam. And precedence for that is smicha and shiari adam. The afagav tchsivim v'chvilon. Even though those things are also mentioned twice, we know loy ma'akva. We know they're not ma'akiv. Midi it says smicha and shirayim by the par koyim mashiach. It says smicha and shirayim by the par helam davash al tzibur, and then it says v'asal apar kasha asal apar achatos, and we know they're not ma'akiv. You have the shina kosov la'akiv. The teretz is you have to say that lav dafka the shina kosov la'akiv is referring to everything. So too, you could have argued that matan arba nami loy tesakiv, that maybe the shina kosov la'akiv is not referring to the matan dalet either. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush ken yasaloy, that it's referring to the matan dalet as well. Says the gemara lapar ze par yom kippurim. So the brisa had said that va'asa lapar is extra, the word par is extra, and the word par is coming to be mar by the par yom kippur. So with regards to what halach, ila akiv is coming to tell me that the par yom kippurim this week is from ma'akiv, shita, I know that, chukah ksiv, it says the word chukah by the seder avoida yom kippur, and we know wherever it says chukah, it's ma'akiv. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, loy nitzcha el Rav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda. So in the first Gemara was loy nitzcha el Rav Shimon, not like Rav Yehuda. Here it's loy nitzcha el Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav Yehuda? The Amar, who says, kikzev chukah advar manasim bebigdei lovim b'fnei. That although it's true, it says chukah by the avoida of yom kippur, which tells me that the avoida is ma'akiv, but Rav Yehuda limited the chukah to the avoidas that were done with the bigdei lovim. We don't
on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to change his clothing back and forth and forth and back. The Chomesh Tefilos corresponded to the five times that he used to change his clothing. So it refers to only the avodas that he did with the Big Day Lavan, as opposed to the Big Day Zahav, but also Bifnin, Big Day Lavan that were done Bifnin. It's regarding that you have the halach of chukah that the seder avodas machdavat, but the avodas that were done a big day lavan bachutz hikdem ma'isa lechaveri masha asa asa. Rabbi Yehuda says that the seder avodas not machd. Say a matayin is the gemara meet the chesidu lemachvi as always namelay machvi. Being that you see according to Rabbi Yehuda that the seder of the avodas that were done with the big day lavan bachutz are not ma'akiv. So I would have thought that maybe the avodas themselves are not ma'akiv. So chukah according to Rabbi Yehuda is limited. Meaning, if you hold that chukah tells me that every nuance of the avodah in Yom Kippur is ma'akev, so obviously I don't need shina kos of la'akevs, I don't need ribuyim in the parish of Par Helam Davish al Tzibur for the Par Yom Kippurim, because everything on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. Every move, every step the Kohen Gadol took was ma'akev on Yom Kippur. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only the Seder avodah that was done with the Big Day Love and Bifnin. Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's already limited. So I would have thought that maybe the hazois that were done on Yom Kippur are not ma'akev. Kamash malon, they're ma'akev. Just like the avoidas of the par, helam davish al tzibura ma'akev, those zrikas, the matan zayin and the matan dalit, so too the par yom kippurim is ma'akev as well. But the Gemara says, maskev for Rav Papa, could you say this in Rabbi Yehuda? Mim asa samra tachi, patang nilin terebrai, so it says, v'chilim michaper es ha-kodesh, and this is the parashas achrim mois regarding the seder avoidim Yom Kippur. And the Gemara darshins im kiper kilo v'im loy kiper loy kilo div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it says v'chila michaper kilo means finishes, mechaper means kapara. And Rabbi Akiva darshins im kiper, if the Kohen Gadol did the kapara, meaning he did the azois kilo, he's done. And if he didn't do the azois, he's not done. It's a big kula. All you have to do is be mechaper. Meaning, as long as he does the azayis, everything is good. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Akiva, your drasha would make sense if it said first kiper and then kilo. But it doesn't say that. Mipnei maloi nemar im kilo kiper, vim loi kilo loi kiper. Meaning, it doesn't say first kiper then kilo to tell me, oh, if as long as you do kiper, you get kilo. It says it's just the opposite. And therefore, l'chura isn't the right way to darshin mipnei maloi noimar im kilo kiper vim loi kilo kiper. You have to finish everything in order to get kapar. Bottom line is, we just want one piece. We're not learning Masech Tezuma now. We just need this nakuda. And that is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it says v'chila michaper, and we darshan from there im kila kiper, im loikila loikib. He has to do everything in order to get kapar. So again, why do I need shina kos of la'ak, even the parish of the parol and davashal tzibah, to be marba la'par zeh par yom kippurim, that all the hazois on Yom Kippur were ma'akiv? I know it minei ubei, even if I don't know it from chukah. Because not all the avodas on Yom Kippur were ma'akev, or the seder of all the avodas were ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. But there's another Rabbi Yehuda that says that at the very least, the avodas themselves were ma'akev. Maybe the seder is not always ma'akev. Only big day love and anasa b'fnim, not big day love and anasa b'chutz. But you can't tell me you don't have to do certain hazois. That's not true. Every single hazah on Yom Kippur is ma'akev. So if every single hazah on Yom Kippur is ma'akev, the Gemara's kasha is, why then do I need laparze Yom Kippurim, right? This is the kasha. Why do I need laparze Yom Kippurim to tell me that just like the par helm davashal tzibur is ma'akev, so to the par Yom Kippurim dazayis ha-ma'akev, on Yom Kippur, I have chukah, and even if chukah doesn't work, at the very least, I have the chila mikaper, which teaches me im kila kiper, im loy kila loy kiper. Says the Gemara, I'm Rapapa, and Rapapa is going to take us till the end of the daf. Loi nitzrucha elo la'es dam ubetfila. You're right. The riboy of lapar zeh yom kippur is not coming to teach me the basic halacha that hazayis ha-ma'akev. For that, I can know from parshas achrimos. But rather, it's coming to teach me a different halacha. Three different halachas that are represented by the words es, dam, and tfila. So loi nitzrucha elo la'es dam and tefila. S. What is S? I'm Rav Acher by Yaakov leNitzrucha laHachsher Amin Shebe Etzba. It's coming to teach me that if the Koyein Gadol on Yom Kippur had a yabelis, he had some sort of wound on his finger, so you would have thought that maybe he can't do the azois because he can't be the tovel etzboi badam. Maybe it's a chatzitza. Kamash one, it's not a chatzitza. Bedam. What does bedam teach me? Sheyehei bedam shir tefila. That the klisharis that the Kohen is going to be toivel into when he does the Zrika, has to have a shir tefillah. And if there's no shir tefillah,
then it's going to be a problem. Meaning, let's say the Kohen Gadol would do the Kabbalah in two different klisharis. You can't mix them together and create the Shir Tefillah. You would have to have the Shir Tefillah immediately in order for you to be able to do the Vitaval at Spoy Badam. Additionally, Vitaval, the third halach is V'loy Mesafik, that you have to do a Tefillah as opposed to scrape with your finger the klisharis to get the dam off to do this rigan. The Gemara says, "V'itzrich lemichta v'dam." You need bedam and you need v'taval, even though they both seem to be a little similar. Bedam teaches me a shir tefillah. V'taval teaches me v'loy mesapek. So says the Gemara, even though at first glance, from a high level, maybe they look similar, but they're really not. I mean, they're really not. Because the Rechmad of V'tavol had it said, V'tavol hava mina afakav teleka shir tefillah, meikara. I would have thought you don't need the shas, the kabbalah, that there should be a shir tefillah. As long as later on you mix it together, that's enough. Because the Rechmad of Badam, then no, you need immediately b'shas kabbalah, you already need a shir tefillah. Because the Rechmad of Badam had it said, V'tavol hava mina, I would have thought I feel a masafi. So Badam teaches me that b'shas kabbalah, you need a shir zrika. You need the shir tefillah and the shir hazah. But once you have the shear and the klisharis, who cares how I get it on my finger? Maybe I can be mesafik it. Maybe I can scrape the walls. Because Rachmanav Tavel, that's why the Torah said v'tavel. Either way, so we're going through the pasuk of v'asala parkash, asala parachatos, and we mentioned some of the other psukim in this parasha of the chatois. So the Gemara darshan is another word. It says v'nasan akoyim en adam al karnois mizbach k'toires hasamim Lifnei Hashem, and that was in the context of the Parakoy Mashiach. Says the Gemara, why did it say Mizbach K'teiras Samin? She'im loy neschanich haMizbech B'K'teiras HaSamin Lohim Mas. Teach me halacha that the only time the Mizbech HaPnimi has a dim Mizbech HaPnimi is if it was neschanich, it was inaugurated with the K'teiras HaSamin. So we're going to see later in the Masech the halachas of how they would inaugurate Mizbechos. And the truth is, if you know some of the history, there were many mizbechos, unfortunately, that were used over the years. Right after the Hanukkah stories, the Beis Hamikdash was completely ransacked, so they had to start from scratch. Right, they had to build up again. So you have a new mizbech, you have a new menorah, you have a new shulchan, you have new kelim. So if you have new kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, the only keli, incidentally, that was never replicated was the Arin. The Arun was the only keli that was never replicated. The pasuk says Vayas Bitzalel as Arun, the parsha is Vayakel. It's the only one of the kelim where the Torah emphasized Vayas Bitzalel. Rami Simcha Meshachachman says that it was like a nevuah almost. Vayas Bitzalel. There was only going to be the menorah of Bitzal. But all the other kelim, they were chazed over again and again on a need to be basis. So if you're being mechanich now, the mizbech apnimi, the way you do it is dafka with the k'toris, and that's the emphasis. Shem loy neschanich hamizbeach b'k'toris hasamin loy hayomase. Either way, Tanya gave us a drapapa. Drapapa said that when it says the osa lapar kasha osa lapar achatos, lapar is coming to be married with the par Yom Kippurim, not to teach me the halacha that tazoyis ha-ma'akiv, because that I know from the parasha of Yom Kippurim as well, but rather it's coming to, forget it, it's coming to teach me the halacha of es and dan and tefillah, these three additional halachas. So says the Gemara, Tanya Gavas Rapapa, a Braisa that seems to support what Rapapa says. Not a Mefurish Braisa, but it seems to support Rapapa. The Pasuk says, V'asa kasha, v'asa matam, v'loi v'lapar, the Rabbi's pariyem makipurim, l'chol masha amur be'inyan divrei Rabbi. This is the Tanya Kavasa de Rapapa. So it says, Lapar is being marba, not just that the Hazoy is Sama'akiv, but rather l'chol masha amur be'inyan. It's coming to be marba everything, meaning even the halacha of Es, the halacha of Bedam, the halacha of the Tava, those three halachas that the Gemara brought are also in this rabba. So Rebbe is the first part of the Braisa. That's the part of the Braisa that we need, because that's the Tanya Kavasa de Rapapa. But the part of the Braisa that's going to take us into tomorrow's daf is the second part of the Braisa. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kal v'chaymer, why do I need lapar? The Rabbi's Par Yom HaKippurim. I know that the Par Yom HaKippurim is like the Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, and it's like the Par Koyim Mashiach. How do I know that? I know that from a Kal V'Chaymer. Uma b'makom shaloi hushva karbon l'karbon, hishva maitzel l'maisen, madach two karbonos, where the carbon itself is not similar, meaning the animal that was brought as the carbon were different. Still, you find avodas were the same. Makom shehishva karbon l'karbon, ein edin shehishva maitzel l'maisa. So the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Par Koyim Mashiach and Par Helam Dabash Al Tzibur, where the animals were the same, they were all par. Certainly, Yishva Maisa La Maisa, the Avoida should be the same. So Rabbi Shmuel said, I need a posik to tell me that the Par Yom HaKippurim is treated like the Par Koy Mashiach and the Par Helam Dabash Al Tzibur. I know that Mikal V'Chaymer. Madach, two karbonos, where the animals were different, the Avoida is the same. Certainly over here, where the animals are the same, certainly the avoda should be the same. Elamat hamadim lapar. What is then lapar teaching me? If it's not teaching me par yom kippurim, because I don't need it to teach me that. Zeh par helam dovah shel tzibur. When it says lapar, the second par in the pasuk is zeh par koy mashiach. Incidentally, the Gemara is going to ask, in case it's bothering you now, the Gemara is going to ask, La par, ze par helm dovah shel tzibur, la par ze par koy mashiach. The whole pasuk's talking about the par helm dovah shel tzibur and the par koy mashiach. It's going to be the Gemara's kash on the next stop. But either way, amamar, umab be mokim shel hush for carbon and carbon. So Bishmal said, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the par yom kippurim is treated like the other parois. I know it's simply Mikal v'chaim. Again, what was the kal v'chaimer? Umab b'makom shal hush v'karbon l'karbon. It's the same avoida. If it's hush v'karbon l'karbon, certainly it should be the same. Mailo hush v'karbon l'karbon. Where do you find two karbonos, different animals that have the same avoida? Ile me par yemek yipurim, v'sir yemek yipurim. Maybe the par yemek yipurim and the sir yemek yipurim that we mentioned in the intro. The par that kengal v'yismeng and yom kippur and the sar hanasa v'lashen. So those two karbanos, different animals. One is a par, the other one is a sayer, and the avodah is very similar. But the Gemara says, Ikala Mifrach, you can't learn anything from them. They're so similar. They both have this very unique halacha that the Wazrik is done lefnai b'lefnim, something that you don't find by any other carbon in the world. So I don't think you can learn anything from there. Ela par helam davashal tzibur, v'sir avaydes kechab, par helam davashal tzibur, when Rav Klai Yisrael did any avera, and then the seer is when the avera was done, avaydes zara. And you see, similar halachas, similar avoida, even though one's a par, one's a sayer. So certainly, you should compare the par Yom Kippurim to the par Koy Mashiach and the par Halam David Shal Tzibur. But the Gemara says, Ikal Mifrach Malah, Hanach Shekei Mechaprin Al Averis Mitzvah Yaduah. Those may be, although different animals, but what they have in common is that they're both Mechaper for Mitzvah Yaduah. For an Averis that was done B'Shaygik, where the Yid didn't know they did an Averis B'Shaygik, bring a par, bring a sar, bring a par and a sar. But the bottom line is, even though different animals, but there's a lot of commonality. So you can't necessarily learn from there, have a basis of a kal v'chaymer to learn the par yemek yipurim from the par koy mashiach and the par helam davash al tzibur. Ela par helam davash al tzibur v'sar shal yemek yipurim. What we mean is the par helam davash al tzibur and the sa'ir shal yemek yipurim. Those are different karbonos, meaning one is a par, one is a sa'ir. You don't, they don't have in common dama nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, because the parham dava shal tzibur's dam never went lefnai v'lefnim. They don't have in common that there be mechaper for a chet yodua, because only the parham dava shal tzibur was mechaper for a chet yodua. But the sar shal yemek yipurim was not mechaper for a chet yodua. Why not? Because it was mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav when there was no yodia. That's the first Mishnah Masechtish for us. The Hachi Karman, this was Rabbi Shmuel's Kalvachem. Remember, Malkam Shali Hushvu Karban LeKarban. The High Par, the High Sawyer, Hushvu Maisim LeMaisim, LeMai the Kasabu, who you see so many similarities between the Avodah of the Par Helm Davash Al Tzibur and the Avodah of the Sal Shem Kippurim, despite the fact that they're different animals. Malkam Shali Hushvu Karban LeKarban, the High Par, the High Par. Then certainly as it relates to the Par Helm Davash Al Tzibur and the Par Yem Kippurim, where they're similar because each one is a par, Eino Yedin Shal Hushvu Maisim LeMaisim, certainly. So Shushvu Maisim LeMaisim, where you find that certainly the Avodah should be the same. Va'asale Par Yem Kippurim Le'es Bedam Betfila Mipar Koy Mashiach. Thus Mikal V'Chaymer, without a pasuk, I can know the Par Yem Kippurim from the Par Koy Mashiach and the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur with S, with regards to the halach of Es Bedam Betfila. And then the Gemara concludes and says Va'asile Sar Yem Kippurim Misiri Avodas Kichavim Mikal V'Chaymer. That will already segue us into tomorrow's daf. So that last line will leave in terms of picking up on that tomorrow. So the bottom line is Rapapa said that when it says Lapar in the parasha of the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur, the rabbis Par Yom Kippurim, I don't need Lapar to tell me that just like by the Par Helam Davash Al Tzibur, that Zrikas are ma'akiv, so to on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, I know everything is ma'akiv, either from Chukah or from the Chila Michapa. I know that from Parashas Achrimois. I don't need an extra word in Parashas Vayikra. What then is the Riboy coming to teach me? These other three halachas. That's what this Riboy is coming to teach me. There was a tiny kavasi to Rapapa from a Braisa. The first man in the Braisa, Rebbe, that says Lapar is coming to be Marba. L'chol masha amar be'inyin, meaning not just the ikar aloch of the azois, but really it's coming to be marba everything. But derech agav, we mentioned the second man da'amar. Who's the second man da'amar? It's Rabbi Yishmael, and the whole arichus of Rabbi Yishmael, which is rather complicated, which we just went through, and segues into tomorrow's daf extra. So that concludes the daf portion of today's daf. So just a few ha'aras. Number one, so the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph that Reb Shimon darshins from the word oil moed, which at first glance would seem to be extra in the parsha of the Par Koy Mashiach and the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibor, she'im nifchesa tikra shal heichol lo yoyo ma'asa, that if the roof of the heichol would cave in, you couldn't do the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning it was ma'akiv that the Mizbeach HaPnimi should be in the oil moed. And if it's not in an oil moed, oil means there's a covering. If there's no covering, because nifchas letikra shal heichal, the halacha is lo yahayim asa, you weren't able to do this rikva. Now, if you look at that line, there's a little aleph, which sends you, of course, to the Ein Mishpat, which sends you to the Rambam. The Rambam brings us halacha. Maimin is perikei hilchas yom kippurim, halacha chav gimel. The Rambam over there, it's in the Seder Avoid of Yom Kippur, says the Rambam, nifchas letikra shal heichal, lo yahayim asa, shenema bo yom moed. As mentioned, the par Yom Kippurim and the Sa'ir Lashem, the Sa'ir Lazazel and the Sa'ir Lashem, this is the Sa'ir Lashem, were both Chatois HaPnimis. They were brought on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Rambam, in the context of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, brings this halacha, Nifchas Latikra Shal Heichel, Lo Yoyo Maza, Shenemar Ba'oyo Moed. Pskurov asked that it's important for the Rambam to bring it in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, obviously. Because on Yom Kippur, there was always that were done on the Mizbech HaPnimis. You have to know the Salach, Nifchas HaTikr Shal Eichel. Or Befreik, the Brisker Rav, if you go through the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, the Yad Chazaka, the only place the Rambam brings it is in Hilchas HaVoidus Yom HaKippurim. And the Brisker Rav said, why? L'chur, it's Negeya Ol Chatois HaPnimis. It's not only Negeya, the Avoid on Yom Kippur, it's Negeya Ol Chatois HaPnimis. And as mentioned, there were chatois ha-pnimis that were brought even not on Yom Kippur, such as the par halom davar shel tzibur, the par koyim mashiach, this sar avodas kechav, and the topic of today's daf. So, Frank the Brisker Rav, why did the Rambam bring it only in hilchas avodas yom kippurim? Why does the Rambam not bring the halach of nifchas atikra shel heichol with regards to the other karbanos? And to say pshat in the Rambam, the Brisker Rav was mocked him to you say this. Number one, when the Gemara says that nifchas atikra shel heichol loy hayomaza, what the Gemara means is that the oyo moyed only has a din oyo moyed if the roof is up. But if the roof caves in, it's not considered an oyo moyed, obviously. But Skrov said, what I mean to say is that the mizbeach that was in the oyo moyed, avadu, was still considered a mizbeach. But if you want it to be called the mizbeach asher b'oyo moyed, you want it to be called the Mizbeach HaPnimi, for that it has to be in an oil moed, which means that the tikra has to be there. But just because the roof caves in, and right now the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not in the oil moed, it doesn't mean the Mizbeach is this kind of Mizbeach. The roof caving in doesn't stare the Shem Mizbeach. It stares the Shem Mizbeach HaPnimi. It stares the Shem Mizbeach HaShem Oil Moed. Oh, but the Mizbeach is far from Mizbeach. Thus says tikra is ma'akev in oil moed. It's not ma'akev in Mizbeach. That's the first you say. The second yisoid is that the Gemara in Daf Chavav, Chav Zayin, discussed the halach of Zrika Shleibim Kaim. So you know that every single carbon had a din where its dam was supposed to go. Meaning, it's not just the halach of Shechita Kabbalah, halach of Zrika, pick a Mizbeach, pick a place, knock yourself out. No, it's not the way it worked. There was a whole Seder of Zrikas. Matan Dalid, Shtayin Shein Arba, Achashay Shtayim, Shvicha, Zrika, there's a whole halach of exactly how the dam was supposed to go on the Mizbeach and where exactly the dam on the Mizbeach was supposed to go. Big machloikas in the Gemara, Zrika Shleibim Kaimim, Kim Kaimim, Lavkim Kaimim, Shmu and Rish Lakish, Rav Yechanan, and the Gemara comes out, we pass in the Rambam says, Zrika Shleibim Kaimim, Kim Kaimim Dami with regards to Kapara, Zrika Shleibim Kaimim, Lavkim Kaimim Dami as it relates to the Heter Basim. But the bottom line is that Zrika Shleibim Kaimim, as it relates to the Ika Kapara, is Kim Kaimim Dami. Skarov said, Reb Chaim said to Yisoid, that even though Zrika Shleibim Kaimim is Kim Kaimim Dami, that's only with regards to the Iker Din Zrika. But as it relates to the Minyan HaZrikos, the amount of Zrikos that one did, that you couldn't be Mekayim on a Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. So if the Zrika was being done in the right place, so then there's a Din Minyan Zrikos as well. But Minyan Zrikos only worked if the Zrika was being done Bim Kaimai. Shleibim Kaimai, there was no Chetza of Minyan Zrikos. Something worth thinking about a little bit. So Mokaim, although it's not Ma'akev in the Iker Din Zrika, but it is Ma'akev in the Minyan Zrikos. So the only time it was possible to be Mekayim the Minyan Zrikos, that was only if the Zrika was being done Bim Kaimai. But if it wasn't being done Bim Kaimai, it wasn't possible. Because with those two Anachis and the Brisker Rav, I'm going to tell you Pshan in the Rambam, Betufta. Avada this halacha nifchas atikra shal heichol lo yahayim maaseh. And avada that was true by all karbanos. But at the same time, if the tikra
of the Heichal would cave in, and the Kohen would go, and he would do a Zrika right now on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos. The Zrika would be a Zrika. You know why? Because even though the Zrika wasn't done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because in order for the Zrika be done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it has to be done on the Oyel Moed. And right now it's not an Oyel Moed, because Nivchas HaTikr Shal Heichal, of it's like Goraf and Azrika Shaloibim Koimai. Because although it's not in the Oyel Moed, the Mizbeach is still a Mizbeach. That was the first Hanukkah of the Mizkarah. The Mizbeach is still a Mizbeach. So it comes out the Zrika was done on a Mizbeach. If the Zrika was done on a Mizbeach, so it comes out you did a Zrika. Now, you were supposed to do it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. You didn't do it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi because there's no Tikra Shalaychah. Okay, so let it be a Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai. But at the end of the day, Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. That works, says the Brisker Rav, for every single carbon other than the carbonists that were brought in Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, we know everything was ma'akiv. If everything was ma'akiv, the minion hazrikas were also ma'akiv. It says, chuka, everything was ma'akiv when it comes to Yom Kippur. That means the mem gimel hazois that the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol used to do with the par and the sar on Yom Kippur were all ma'akiv. If they were ma'akiv, it's not possible to do a zrika shalevim kaim. Because if you're going to go ahead now and you're going to do a zrika shalevim kaim, Reb Chaim, that was the second hanocha, said that you can't be ma'akiv. Kaim dominion has rikas on a zrika shleimim kaima. So if you can't be mekayim dominion has rikas on a zrika shleimim kaima, you can't do a zrika shleimim kaima. Because the rega you do a zrika shleimim kaima, there's no dominion rikas anymore. And you need dominion. The mem gimel azois ama'akim when it comes to Yom Kippur. Over there, there's no zrika shleimim kaima. That's where it's negated this halacha. That's where it's negated the halacha of nichpchas atikra shalhecha lehayamaza. Sinish emes when it comes to the other karbonis. Because with regard to the other karbonis, you could be maza. There is a din zrika, albeit a zrika shleimim kaima. It's tafka in hilchas. Where on Yom Kippur the minion has rikas on ma'akiv, being that the minion has rikas on ma'akiv, it's for that reason it's tafka over here where it's not going to work. You know, we mentioned when we learned the sugi of zrikas shleibim kaimai that in Brisk they say that Reb Chaim was once giving a bacha of a heren v'lozhen, and he asked him, how is it possible for the Kohen Gadol to be mekayim the entire seid avodah Yom Kippur with one zrika? And the bacha told Reb Chaim, Zrika Shalabim Kaimai, with Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim has a Yisoid that by a Zrika Shalabim Kaimai, there's no minion Hazrikas. So one Zrika is enough already to get Kapara. There's no Maila even in doing the minion Hazrikas, because minion is related somehow to Makim. So that's what the Bacha told Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim said, Zeir good, Abitzarachin Ledina, if it would really work. This Briskarov is clearly assuming that it wouldn't work. Because being that it says Chukah means that the minion Hazrikas are ma'akiv. If the minion Hazrikas are ma'akiv, there is no din zrika shleibim kaimai when it comes to the seida avodim yom kippur. Which, by the way, if you're keeping score, so it comes out now we have two karbonos where there's no zrika shleibim kaimai. Zrika shleibim kaimai kimi kaimai dami. Sugya arucha mesachta zvacha. But we have two exceptions. We have the Or Samech, Ramey Simcha, who said that even though zrika shleibim kaimai is kimi kaimai dami, that's only by karbonos where the ikar is not the achila, which is every single carbon with the exception of the carbon pesach. The carbon pesach, which was ikre bala achila, over there, Meir Simcha said, Zrika Shleimim Kaimai is lafkim kaimai dami. Why? Because the Gemara said that even though Zrika Shleimim Kaimai kaimai dami, it's only with regards to kapar, but the basr is still going to be awesome. So ordinarily, the achila's basr is shiore mitzvah. But by the carbon pesach, the achilas basu is the ikur of the carbon. Being that it's the ikur of the carbon, it's not shiore mitzvah. So the Arsameach said, how could you have a carbon pesach that doesn't have basu? That's mutal achila. Just like the Gemara says, nitma habasu, there's no carbon pesach. Or if someone's a chayla and a zaki and he can't eat a kazayas of a carbon pesach, he can't bring a carbon pesach. So you see the achilas ma'akiv. If the achilas ma'akiv, then the zrika shleibim koime has no akopanim. The Ramei Simcha's yisoid was that zrika shleibim koime, although it's kimen koime dami, but not when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Here we have this Yisoid from the Brisker Rav, Alpi Reb Chaim, learning up in a Rambam. But the bottom line is that when it comes to the Seid Avodim Yom Kippur, over there, Zrika Shleibim Koyme is also going to be Lafkin Koyme Dami. That's the first Ara. Just tell you one Ha'ara, Me Inyan Le Inyan, Ba Oise Inyan, I saw a festa kasha from Rameir Arik. Rameir Arik asked that, we know the Rambam, it's one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka. The Rambam discusses the halacha of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel HaSalavai, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Loi Kitchel HaSalavai. It's actually going to come up in the next couple of weeks. So Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta V'Kitchel HaSalavai. Nafkamina, could you bring Karbanas V'Zman Hazeh? V'Zman Hazeh, if somebody wanted to bring a Karban, could he go up to Eretz Yisrael, work out all the logistics and the technicalities, and try to bring a Karban? There were many movements over the years, Tzviyash Kalasha, etc., where Rabbi Chiyom in Paris, where there were tzaddikim and Goyim Yoyim that wanted to bring karbanos. It's all based on a Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavai, and it's for that reason it's possible to bring karbanos Bezman Hazeh. The Ravid argues
the income of Kaimel Harach. But listen to Lashoyne Azov Shal Rambam. Adik. Lefichach says the Rambam, being that Kedusha Rishoyne Kitchel Ashaita Vikitchel Asalavoy, it's for that reason Perik Vav, Halacha Tezvav, Makriven Hakarbonois Kulon. So that reason, you can bring all the karbonos. You can go through this Rambam 100 times and not notice this dik. Said Rabbi Meir Arik, listen to the Rambam's lashon. Lefichach makriven hakarbonos kulon. Every single carbon. Every carbon. Frank Rabbi Meir Arik, you can't bring every carbon because some of the karbonos were brought on the mizbeach apnimi. And in order to bring a carbon on the mizbeach apnimi, you need the tikkur shel heichal. So, what do you mean, Afal Pisha Incham Bias? Afal Pisha Incham Bias means you go up today to the Ara Bias and you bring a carbon. That's Afal Pisha Incham Bias. If there's no bias, then there's no Tikr Shal Hechel, right? So, if there's no Tikr Shal Hechel, how can you bring the Chatois Apnimius? The Rambam Paskins, the Nuchas Avedis Yom Kippurim with this halacha, Nifchas a Tikr Shal Hechel, Loi Hayam Azah. So, how could the Rambam say, Lefichach Makrivena Karbonis Kulin, Afal Pisha Incham Bias Banoi? How could you bring Karbonis Kulin? So, I thought, what's the Teretz Rameir Alex Kasha? You can't do Azrika Bim Kaimai. You could do Azrika Shalai Bim Kaimai, maybe. Maybe the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim was discussing Azrika Bim Kaimai. But Azrika Shalai Bim Kaimai, that you would be able to do. So it would be possible to bring all the karbanos, albeit as Azrika Shalai Bim Kaimai. You're right. You can't bring them in the. There's no oil mites. You don't have them as Mizbeach Apnimi. Bring them on the Mizbeach Achitzai. We can't just bring them to Torah. So today we would have to come on maybe to the sugya of Azrika Shalai Bim Kaimai. But the Britskarov says Azrika Shalai Bim Kaimai doesn't work for the Avodah Yom Kippur. So either way, just Tein Lachachon V'yech Kamai. Just to conclude with one light ha'aron, that is, so we're talking about the pyre that was brought in Yom Kippur and the soil that was brought on Yom Kippur. So what were they mechaper for? They were mechaper be'ikr, the first mission of Masechta Shavuos, for tumas mikdash v'kodesh, of different variables of someone that was tummy that ate kachim, or someone that was tummy that entered the Beis HaMikdash, yidiyah b'tchila, no yidiyah b'soif, yidiyah b'soif, no yidiyah b'tchila. If you remember that long mishnah, Masechta Shavuos, right at the beginning of the Masechta, all the different variables. The Gemara in yesterday's daf, all part of the same brice. I mean, yesterday's daf and today's daf is one long daf. And they mentioned over there the Seirei HaRegolim and the Seirei Rashi Chadashim as well. And the Seirei HaRegolim, the Seirei Rashi Chadashim were also brought. That's the same Mishnah. All those Seirim, they were all related to the concept of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Stating that, there's a Gemara Masech Teshvuos, daf Tesam and Aleph. You're going to see it's going to segue to a Kachem idea. Amar Reish Lakish, Man Nishtane Sar Shor Reish Chodesh, Shenema Boi Lashem. By the Seir that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, the pasuk says, "Seir izem echad lechatos Lashem." Why is it Lashem? Doesn't say Lashem by any of the other Musafa. By the Musaf that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, it says the word Lashem. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Seir zeh yehi kapara al shem mi'atet yaseirech." This seir has to be brought for me. I need a kapara. We all know that when Hashem created the world, so Hashem created shnei ma'oros hagdolim, and then the moon came to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a taina. He says, you can't have two people, you can't have two chefs in the kitchen, right? You have to decide. Either I'm boss, or the son is going to be the boss. Hashem said, I hear, it's a very good taina. The son's going to be the boss. And Hashem was memait the yareach. Akoponim says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need kapara for what I did to the levana. I need kapara for what I did to the moon. And therefore, every single Rosh Chodesh, that's the appropriate time when the levana is in the schadish, you should go then and bring a carbon, sir izim echad lechatos lashem. You should go ahead and you should bring the carbon for me. So the truth is that there's many, many chazals and drush and great pulpit rabbi drushes that come from this idea, right? The Gemara says in a place that what did Hashem do for the Levana to be mafayasin, to placate him? He gave him the kaychavim, right? That's why the moon has the stars. Hashem said, it's true, I was memahing you, but I'm going to placate you by giving the kaychavim. Once spoke at a vart, I heard this from Yeshua Abba, who said that why did Hashem give him the kaychavim? Because he wanted to show him that you feel bad, right? You feel bad that you're not like the sun. I mean, the sun is this mara gadol, and you're only a mara katan. There are people that are smaller than you. This kecham, the kechavim are even small. They're not even ma'iris ketanim. They're even smaller than you. But again, so much drush and so much festa gishmaka chumash tayr that comes from this. But you don't hear much about the sun, right? The sun seems to have done well. But I'll tell you something very, very interesting. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that why is it that a carbon had to be brought from a behemoth? Can't bring a chaya as a carbon.
It has to be dafka behema, not a chaya. Now you could bring oifos, but even the oifos that were brought had to be very specific oifos. Shnei toirim or shnei b'nei yoina. Says Rabbeinu b'chaya as follows. Min ha-behema v'loi min ha-chaya. Hichshir ha-kasov l'tzoyrich korben ha-behemos. You know why? Shehein nirdofos. The reason Hashem chose the behemos and not the chayas is because the behemos are nirdofos. The behemos are always on the run. They're being hunted by chayas. And being that they're being hunted, Hashem said, the one that's being hunted, you're the one that's kosher to be brought as a carbon. Upasal hachayos, but the chayos are disqualified from being carbonists. You know why? Shehein roid fois, because they're hunters. Umizeh darshu chazal, hevi mina haluvim v'meloi mina oilvim, mina nirdofim v'meloi mina roidvim. Besitz is aina nirdof and not to be a roidif. The nirdof is the animal, that's the species that's kosher to be a carbon. The roidev is not kosher to be a carbon. And the Medrash says, Shari ein lecha nirdofim ba'ifos, ketoiru b'nei yoino, v'echshir na'kosel l'gami mizbeach. Because there's no bird that's more a nirdof than toiru b'nei yoino, and it's dafka those birds that were chosen. V'im kein, bein b'na behemois, bein ba'ifos, says Rabbi Yoino, it's for that same reason that the behemo was chosen over the chaya. Just like the Medrash says, that why the toiru b'nei yoino? Why not other birds? Because those other the nerdafin, because ain't lecha nerdafin ba'ayfos kitayr bnei yoina. It's for that reason. It's in that same very vein. It's for that same reason that who do we pick? We pick the behema, not the chayah, because the behema is a nerdaf as opposed to a chayah. And then he says something very geschmack. The Gemara says that if somebody attacks you, someone yells at you, he's mevayish you, and you're quiet, you don't say anything. All of akas of oimer va'oyav of kitzeis hashemesh b'gburasa. You're like the sun. What does it have to do with the sun? Why you like the sun? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Indian is Azoy. Lefisha Shemesh Hayo Olof. Because the Shemesh once experienced something like this. Kishe Kitrigo Halavano, Va'omra Efshi Lashne Melachim She Yishnam Shu Bekeser Echad. Right, the moon came with a tiny Efshi Melachim. What did the sun say? The sun didn't hire a lawyer. He didn't have a lobbyist. He just sat there quietly. The sun said, let it play out. I'll let Hashem deal with it. Whatever's supposed to be is supposed to be. So the Levan is coming. He's attacking the sun to a certain degree. And the sun doesn't, so we don't know much about the sun. He didn't say anything. He didn't do anything. He just stood there at Gevar. He waited for the psak. Whatever the verdict is, he's going to be okay with it. So the sun himself was a nirdaf, so to speak. He was minna ha'aluvim. He didn't say anything. Thus, any person that goes in the same way, he finds himself being attacked, someone's coming after him. He finds himself in a matzev where he's mina aluvim, mina ardafin. If he's quiet, what's all of akasavayim, v'ayavav, kitzei sashemesh b'kvudas.